November is National Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and we're joined this morning by Dr. Blaise Holmes, here to talk about a new FDA-approved blood-based test. Good morning, Doctor. Tell us about this new way to detect cancer.
Good morning, Bruce. I will certainly be happy to do that. So now there's a new test available, something that's called a liquid biopsy, where we can look for DNA changes in the bloodstream that can tell us if a cancer, a particular type of lung cancer, might have become resistant to the treatment that the patient had been receiving. Learning about that information now, finding this EGFR T790M change, can allow us to give the patient a new targeted treatment, a medication called Tagrisso, that's specifically been developed to target that change to be able to put the patient's cancer back into a second remission. And such medicines are, you know, medications that patients take by mouth and have very little side effects. So that's a great advance to allow patients to get just a blood test, to allow them to take a medication by mouth for a second remission and to enjoy an excellent quality of life given the cancer remission and the safety of the agent.
Let's talk about that targeted treatment that's been around a little while. Is it advancing very quickly? Is it getting more targeted every time you turn around and read a journal or see what kind of research is out there?
Well, there's been just tremendous advances in cancer management as such over the last 10 years or so, but very specifically in the management of lung cancer. Now about 20-25% of our lung cancer patients we can identify with very specific what's called driver mutations, where the mutation is such a key component of driving the cancer growth that blocking it with targeted treatments can put the cancer back into remission at a much higher rate than chemotherapy. But also just the last year, a new way of targeting cancers have come around, and that's immunotherapy, where we can learn about immune markers that are being expressed in the cancer cell that basically paralyze the immune system from being able to kill the cancer cells. Now we can go back and shut down that very particular blocking mechanism, allowing the immune system of what it can do very well, recognize foreign, such as the cancer cells, and eradicate them. So both for targeted and immune treatments, we have excellent biomarkers for about half of our patients now with advanced lung cancer.
Does this help no matter what stage of the cancer is discovered, or how does that impact it?
But currently, the major progress has been made in the management of advanced cancer cases, you know, patients with lung cancer that spread to certain parts of the body. But there's clinical studies ongoing around the country, around the world, to very quickly translate these benefits to earlier stage patients as well.
Now, this obviously has maybe less side effects. Is that kind of one of the benefits, key benefits of it?
Well, I think the key benefit is that these are more efficacious. Okay. Of course, cancer, you know, patients, you know, their first priority is to live longer. So these medications achieve that. But on top of that, they're also safer than conventional chemotherapy. So when you put the two together, patients live longer and they live better at the same time. It's hard not to recognize this as a revolutionary advance.
Absolutely. Again, if people want to find out more about this sort of targeted treatment and this blood-based test, where can they get the details on that?
Well, for a very specific blood-based test and the medication associated with it called Tagrisso, the best place to go would be Tagrisso.com. For more general lung cancer information, Longevity, a private organization, maintains a fantastic website, but also the National Cancer Institute and the American Cancer Society might be great resources to reach out to.
Dr. Holmes, we appreciate your time and sharing this great news with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.